Daria Albinger, ABC News.
No arrests have been made. The fashion world is mourning the loss of Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli. He was one of the biggest names in fashion, with his distinctive trademark style, both flamboyant and glamorous. Cavalli's flashy creations attracting celebrity fans for decades. Roberto Cavalli was 83. Dave Packer, ABC News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on
that. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter at civicmedia.us.
Years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The trial of the century. Donald Trump will have all the coverage 4 to 6 statewide.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Abundant sunshine, warm and a little breezy today with a high in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50. And more sunshine for Sunday, high into the low 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high near 70. Currently at 62 degrees.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
How's it going, everybody? This is Mark Becker here on the Rational Revolution here with Civic Media. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's such an honor to be doing this every week. And I again, yes, thank you all for coming. We've got a good show for you today. I have my dear friend Carlton, who's here. We had such a good discussion last time, and there was so much that I wanted to get to that he's back. So we're going to do a few segments with Carlton, and then I'm going to share a story with all of you that at the end of the show that I hope brings you something. What it brings you, I don't know, but stick around for that, because I'm gonna share something that that I experienced with my family, and I want to bring it to you as well. So, but to say hello, Carlton Huffman, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing very well. It's good to be back with you. I know we talked a little bit of baseball last week. I'm hurting a little bit on that front with my Braves dropping a series to the Mets, but we got a long way between now and October. So,
oh my gosh,
plenty of time to get it together,
dude. My so Red Sox guy over here, they're about to get swept by the. As Todd the God, the producer, is throwing things at me over from the thank God there's a glass window. No, they were up 5-1 2 days ago and ended up losing. They were tied 3-3 last night to the Orioles, and they dropped 6 in the 10th, and they lost. It's like, oh my gosh, the best player, Trevor Story, is going to be out for the season. It's we're hurting over here too.
It's a reminder that both in baseball and politics, anything can happen.
Right. And we're going to talk about some of those anything can happen moments. But I wanted to kind of recap some of the stuff we talked about last week. One of the big things, you know, because just for those of you who are listening, Carlton Huffman is a dear friend of mine. I met him while I was chairman of the Brown County Republican Party, and he was an official here with, I think it was RPW. And, you know, we got to know each other very well and, you know, worked on a lot of different campaigns and a lot of different issues, and really got to become very good friends with Carlton and I think the absolute world of him. And so you've gone on and done many different things since leaving the Badger State. But one of the things that we talked about that really stuck out in my head last week was when we talked about the 2020 election, and we talked about the fact that when you were a Milwaukee official with the Trump campaign, some of the stuff that went down, it was a really kind of a shocking thing to hear the state director telling you to throw a wet blanket over Milwaukee and jam the phone lines to transport companies, and what was it, wreak havoc, I think is what they...
Yep, his exact words.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I've been called by a few different news outlets about that, to be honest. And so I think they were very interested in that, and I don't think we've heard the last of that story. In fact, I know we haven't. So it was really a shocking thing to hear. You know,
and if I could interject,
yeah,
real
please.
Quick, I would just say that when it comes to just the level of shock, that I think Steve Bannon said it best, and I mean, I hate to quote him in any semi-flattering way, but the entire goal of the Trump campaign was to just flood the zone with excrement.
Yes.
And they do so many shocking things, like ever since he descended from the escalator, that, yes, this is shocking. Yes, it was wrong. It was still 4 years ago, and yet it's like almost day by day, Trump is finding new ways to top it, and the officials within his campaign are finding just new ways to just dull our senses to what they are willing to do to get back into power.
So is that kind of how, you know, we talk about inside baseball, is that kind of how that, like what that strategy is? It's just there's so much that's out there, so many things that are said and done and talked about, and so many like shock value instances that it's like, okay, well, yeah, I said that yesterday, but check this out. And so like you forget about the crazy stuff from yesterday and you're focusing on the crazy stuff from today. Is that how that goes? Like, that's intentional?
It's very intentional. I mean, it is something that you would see just straight out of any authoritarian or aspiring authoritarian playbook. And we used to be in a time where our leaders were guided by a sense of virtue. And that's what makes Trump and his movement unique in all of American history, is that Barack Obama, for wherever you agreed with him or disagreed with him, there were times where the court or Congress told him no, and he just threw his hands up and said, that is how the system works. Mm-hmm. George W. Bush the same way. And all the other presidents before them, both those presidents and their parties were guided by a sense of both restraint and virtue, whereas Trump, as we saw on the Access Hollywood tape and every other facet of his life, he is not guided by that. And right. Unfortunately, the entire Republican Party, and I would definitely love to get into just some of the stories from whenever I left the Trump campaign and went down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Just how quickly that metastasized.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. And, you talk about previous presidents and all of that, and I remember, you know, the first real, like, campaign that I can kind of look at and remember was, you know, like Bush and Gore, and the one thing that from Bush to Gore to Kerry and Obama and McCain, I remember that famous moment when the woman in the audience at a John McCain event said, "Oh, he's a Muslim. He's this. He's that." And John McCain took the microphone from her and said, "No, you're saying these things, and he truly is a wonderful man. He has a great family. We just happen to disagree on some things." And, like, you know, the common decency that would exist between two people that just have some differences, that's gone, because on one side there is someone who is not in any way, shape, or form fit to be looked at in with the lens of this is a decent man.
And you would just sit there and just look at, I think, from Jefferson and Adams, the very first transition from one party to another, you just see so many examples in our history of whenever a political party was defeated, and even in some of the crazy circumstances that surrounded the 2000 election, one thing a lot of Trump people will sit there and say, well, Al Gore questioned the integrity of the result. But I go back to them as, like, whenever the Supreme Court said, this is the decision, Gore said, okay, mm-hmm. I accept the decision. Yeah. I wish President Bush well. We still have not ever heard Donald Trump ever say the words, I lost the 2020 election.
No.
Joe Biden is going to be our president. I disagree with him, but I wish him well for our country's sake. And even Barack Obama, even the fact that Trump questioned his citizenship, even though Trump called him the father of ISIS and so many horrible things.
I forgot about that.
Obama still sat there in the White House, looked Trump in the eye, shook his hand and said, we're going to do whatever we can to make you a successful president. And that is the difference between Trump and everybody else that has come before him.
Yeah. And, you know, that's profound. And it's, you know, and I was talking with someone who is a huge Trumper and, you know, and trying to, you know, talk some, like the show, try to be rational about, you know, hey, I might have some conservative ideology, but, you know, it's like, I can't get down with that. And his idea was, look at how the media has treated this man and his family and all of these things. They have put Donald Trump through the ringer, and how they've, you know, just put his family up, and they've ridiculed. It's like, what are you doing to Joe Biden, though? You know, like, this is the same stuff. And, you know, and then I bring up the fact that, well, you know, there was not a peaceful transition of power. What do you mean? He left. He got in the helicopter and left. And it's like, I mean, yeah, kind of. He didn't, like, start a war. He tried to. He didn't start the war. But he didn't attend the ceremony like everybody has, like Al Gore did when George W. Bush won the election. Al Gore was there as in his role as the vice president. So, like, you know, there's so many excuses that's put out by people to just gloss over so many of the reasons and the, you know, examples of why he is unfit.
And I would like to just, just take a moment. And, we just lost O.J. Simpson the other day. So, it's like the 90s coming back to haunt us again. But it's been the same thing almost ever since Bill Clinton won the White House. And I can say this, too. I'm very much a partisan person. I still am a conservative, and I will still take my policy issues with Democrat presidents and administrations. Fair. But the thing was that, like, when Clinton won the White House, it was seen as not just a defeat of the Republican Party, but almost an existential threat to America. And that was the way that Rush Limbaugh, Newt Gingrich, and the rise of the modern conservative movement framed that transition. And it went even into overdrive when we had our first black president elected. And you would have thought that, they were going to have a march down to the White House from the Capitol with people carrying the Communist Manifesto, the way that Fox News, Glenn Beck, and all these people framed it. And there was one person who was watching and taking notes through all of this, and that was Donald Trump.
Right, exactly right.
Everything is existential. Yep. Every time you lose, it's fraudulent. And the table was already set for Trump. That is the one thing, is that he did not create this situation, and this is something that, I, as a former Republican operative, I have my soul searching moments about. I'm sure that you do, Mark, as someone who was a leader in the party, that we were part of that system. We could tell ourselves that we were appealing to the better angels of people's nature, but there was so much around us that whenever Trump came down the escalator, it was just like a light switch flipping, and we woke up in a world that we did not recognize.
Right. This is my penance. This is what I'm doing to make up for it all, as we talk to Carlton Huffman here, former Republican operative on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Come on back. We'll see you in a little bit.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WISS.FM. Your news just for the Oshkosh area. I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You got to rise above the rest.
Oh, my goodness. Just leave this song go and have a great time here. Mark Becker, welcome back. We are on the Rational Revolution talking with former Republican operative and dear friend of mine, Mr. Carlton Huffman. We were talking about, the stage was set for a lot of chaos to happen, from the election to other things. But I also wanted to talk about a different experience that you had. It's one that really it kind of captivated the country for a little while too. It's funny, like, Carlton, you've had all of these experiences, and it's, you've been where, like, the craziest things have happened, and it's like, there's my buddy.
Very much a Forrest Gump existence in that.
Yes.
Regard.
Oh my gosh, it's nuts. And so you as people can hear, he's a Southern guy. He got to go down south, go Dawgs. I threw up a little bit as a Tennessee fan saying that. You went down to Georgia.
Yes, it was something that I had in mind whenever the campaign was getting into the waning days. I wanted to get out.
What campaign was that?
Go ahead.
You're talking about the Trump campaign. Got it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I was wanting to get out. I was wanting to get away from the craziness and the chaos. And I had an opportunity through a friend to go down there for what we knew was going to be at least one Senate runoff, because one of the incumbent Republicans had retired, and therefore there was a special election that was assuredly going to lead to 9 weeks of overtime. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this is my exit ramp. This is something where I can step away from the chaos of the Trump campaign. We can just go
take
back
a breath,
to doing normal Republican things. And and then it ended up being a double runoff with control of the United States Senate entirely on the line. And I thought, just in my heart of hearts, and this was a little bit of, I think, wishful and overly optimistic thinking on my part, that it was going to just go away. That the craziness of the questioning of the integrity of the election was going to go away, and I wasn't going to have to deal with any of that. And I was very, very wrong, and I knew I was very wrong whenever I walked into a room at the Georgia Republican Party headquarters, and who did I run into? But she wasn't sworn in yet, but I knew very much who she was, and that was Miss Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, God, no, you did?
Basically haranguing. Yes, she was in the room haranguing election lawyers about affidavits claiming election fraud and demanding that they do something about it.
Oh, she's nuts. Like, I don't. Oh, man. That's
and
crazy.
It only got worse from there. I was sent to Southwest Georgia, and this is whenever I knew. I mean, just that there was not going to be a clean break, that there was not going to be an escape for any of us in the experience. Whenever I went to a meeting of one of the local Republican parties, and this was a week after the election. So we had seen a lot of the stuff on Facebook claiming election fraud, a lot of stuff centered around Milwaukee, ironically, with my experience. Mm-hmm. And we go into the meeting and we're just talking about, hey, we're going to do everything we can to keep control of the United States Senate in Republican hands. And all the activists wanted to talk about was the supposed fraud. What was supposed to be a 45-minute meeting turned into 2.5 hours.
Oh my God.
Of people haranguing their local representatives, asking what they were going to do to stop the steal.
As we're talking to Carlton Huffman here in the Rational Revolution, you were working for what campaign at the time?
I was working for the National Republican Senate Committee, and our job was to help with getting David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back into the United States Senate.
That's right. That was did you meet them? How were they?
I mean, I did not meet Kelly in that experience. I did meet Senator Perdue, and I will sit there and say it was something I've experienced. I think all of us who've taken that step away from just the normal Republican world, where we just put on our team jerseys and just say red versus blue, go red all the time.
Yeah.
It was quickly striking to me that someone who was as smart and accomplished as David Perdue whenever I met him, and then Kelly Loeffler, very accomplished businesswoman, how quickly they were willing to jump into bed with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene to do anything they could to win an election.
Right. Like, you know, and that's just it. Those people would never be in the same social circles and you know, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, I would imagine, would have some sensible and rational discussions, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene would come in and just like firebomb everything. You know, it's just, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't get that. But continue. I'm sorry.
And I mean, it just proceeded throughout the entire election that we were thinking that if Georgia just behaved normally, that we were going to be just fine, that we would win the election, just get the normal turnouts, because that's what Georgia had always done. But it's one of those things that political operatives and campaign people will describe as a sixth sense, that you get a sinking feeling that something is slipping away from you. And that entire last week of the campaign, you could just feel things were just building up. And this was around the time, too, that Trump made the call to the Secretary of State there in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Demanding that he find the 11,000, however many votes.
I just need you to find 11,000 votes, right? Right.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it was just devastating in terms of just everything that we were trying to focus on, that we were just trying to sit there and say, keep Joe Biden's agenda in check. They're going to spend too much money. Just everything that we thought that Republican voters would care about. But you find out at the end of the day that the bulk of these primary voters, the ones who listen to talk radio, who listen to a conservative talk radio, that is, we love the Rational Revolution.
Oh, yes.
But you listen to the ones who watch Fox News and Newsmax every day. Yeah. They want the vitriol. They want the combative nature of everything that Trump and his acolytes give them.
Right.
And so everything that we were trying to do was falling flat. All people wanted to talk about was stop the steal. And you could say, unfortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, that's not what the majority of Georgia voters were looking for. And so on January the 5th, the Democrats, for the first time in the modern era of Georgia, won both Senate seats and won runoffs.
So this was,
and elected the first African American to a Senate seat in the Deep South as a Democrat.
Yeah, isn't that that's historic? And we got about a minute left. So this was, the election in Georgia was on January the 5th, is when everything. That was the day. Okay, so.
And we,
nothing crazy happened around that time.
We can get into what happened the next day.
Yes, we're going to talk about that, I think. On the other side of the break here, it's been, you know, it's really interesting to kind of feel the buildup of what is about to happen in the history of our country. And I don't think that story has really been told. You know what I mean? I don't think that we're past or we've accepted what really happened here on that day. We've got Carlton Huffman here, a former Republican operative, dear friend of mine, on the Rational Revolution. See you in a little bit.
For the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An Israeli security official telling ABC News that based on specific intelligence, there are wheels in motion for an Iranian attack on Israel in retaliation for a strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. Schools and educational institutions remain closed across Israel, but hundreds are in the streets of Tel Aviv at this hour. Anti-Netanyahu protesters, as they have every weekend for months, calling for more to be done to return Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. A deadly attack at a Sydney, Australia shopping mall. Authorities say a man began stabbing shoppers, killing at least six people, wounding multiple others. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
But there's no suggestion that there was anyone targeted, but that could change, and we will only know that in time.
The suspect shot and killed by an officer. Jury selection in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial scheduled to start Monday morning. This is ABC News.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back.
The Brewers clobber Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead. Top of the second, Gary Sanchez went yard at Camden Yards.
Here's Gary Sanchez looking for his first hit of the season. Sanchez drills one deep left field. That is trouble. It is gone. A two-run homer for Gary Sanchez, and the Brewers are up 2-0.
Bally Sports Wisconsin, the final of the Brewers 11-1 over the Orioles. Home runs for the Brewers' Sanchez, Willie Adames, and William Contreras. Christian Yelich left the game early with a sore back. The series continues in Baltimore. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard sat out last night's game against the Thunder. Milwaukee ended up losing 125-107. NFL, the Packers' tailgate tour continues in Madison and Oshkosh with a new 4-3 defense. I asked Kenny Clark, do you think you'll be playing more inside?
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna be inside for sure. If it's three tech or nose, I don't know yet. I could play anywhere, though.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Abundant sunshine, warm and a little breezy today with a high in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50.
And more sunshine for
sun. Get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get out of here! Go! Jackson Chourillon just took one out of here.
Sends a shot out to left inside the pole and gone.
Today, the crew takes on the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Turning, watching it sail. Goodbye! Rhys Hoskins has made a statement.
Drive left field, way back, just staring, gone. Home run up onto the roof.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Temperatures in the low 60s, sunshine, but plenty of wind this afternoon at Camden Yards as the Brewers and the Orioles get set for game number 2 of this 3-game series. Hello, everybody, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you from Oriole Park at Camden Yards here in Baltimore. Brewers taking game 1 last night in big fashion with an 11-1 victory over Baltimore. Trying to win this series here tonight, they will hand the ball to the former Oriole left-hander D.L. Hall. Baltimore will counter with a very good right-hander in Dean Kramer. Should be a fun game here this afternoon between the Brewers and the Orioles. We're just getting the on-deck show built by Menards started. We'll talk to Josh Maurer when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
We'll be right back.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Camden Yards here in Baltimore. The Orioles and the Brewers getting set for the middle game of this three-game series. And Josh, the Brewers' offense is in some kind of groove right now. They've scored 7-plus runs in 5 consecutive games. That had not been done since 2011. They haven't done it 6 times in a row since 1989. But as you can imagine, some other great numbers come along with that. And the best one is they're a half game back from the best record in baseball right now, and they do have the best record in the National League.
Yeah, they've been phenomenal offensively. The pitching has been as good as you could imagine, especially with Freddy Peralta anchoring the top of the rotation last night. 11 strikeouts, no walks. And you could also argue they're playing some of the best defense in baseball. So it's been a very, very complete first 2 weeks of the season. It's crazy. It's only been 2 weeks, but that's exactly what we've had. And the 9-3 record is what you'd sign up for in any two-week stretch.
We saw a young team last year and highlight some of the athleticism, and steals were up, but the Brewers right now third in Major League Baseball in steals, but also third in home runs. That's where the big improvement has come so far. Brewers hitting the long ball more than they did a season ago.
Three more last night, too. It was nice to see Gary Sanchez get into the act with his first hit leaving the yard. That kind of started the whole fun party that they had offensively.
We will talk to Pat Murphy about all that on the other side as we continue with the On Deck Show, built by Menards, after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Stop at Menards and check out our selection of high-quality MasterForce tools. Easily take on your outdoor cleaning projects with MasterForce. MasterForce pressure washers have the power you need to make short work of any job. Pick up a MasterForce 3000 PSI electric pressure washer on sale through April 14th. Save big money on MasterForce tools and check out our flyer on Menards.com for more great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, another really good performance from this squad offensively again last night, and a very good pitching performance from Freddie and the bullpen as well. What's nice is when the team is doing what it's doing on offense, you can pick a different guy every day to talk about because it's multiple guys. And I really thought what Joey Ortiz was able to do for you was a great story last night, coming back to Baltimore and performing like he did.
Yeah, it was fun to see. It was a great environment last night. You know, I don't know how many they announced, but it was a packed crowd. It was loud. Real credit to what Baltimore has done and their organization and how they've built it up with all those first round picks. And it's paying off now. All those years of suffering, now that it's paying off. They got a great ball club, and we performed well last night. Joey Ortiz especially, coming from Baltimore and then getting a chance to play in the big leagues with us, and just had some great at-bats, some clutch at-bats. He's played great for us defensively. And then the job Freddie did last night, special. Freddie was as good as I've seen him. I always credit William because it takes two.
Yeah.
And then to see Adamas put on the show he did. Some other guys had good nights. Frelick continues to slowly just, you know, find ways to get things done. And it was good. Concerning losing Yelich, that's a big concern. He's been our top offensive player, and then to maybe lose him for a while would really hurt us.
To go back to Freddie, the command is just so good right now. I think he's walked two, struck out 26, but it's even beyond that when you look at how he's executing pitches. And it feels like the changeup is getting better every time out, too. I thought that was a really good pitch for him last night when he went to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt Freddie's growing leaps and bounds. He's taking this step forward as, it's my responsibility. I think he's got some focus on team, and he's got some focus on, you know, doing it for the boys and not putting it all on himself. He's gotten great defense, too. But you're right, throwing the ball over the plate and not giving up free bases is a real key. And his stuff was electric.
Gary Sanchez, first hit as a Brewer. It's a two-run home run. That's why he was brought into this organization in the offseason, was to do what he did last night.
Well, Gary's a veteran hitter. I mean, he hit an absolute bomb to hit the ball that far in this ballpark to left field. It's not just a homer. It was a bomb. And happy for him. He's felt a little out of place. We haven't seen any lefties. And to see him perform the way he did was wonderful. And he's got an important role as a backup catcher also. Even though William wants to be out there every night, Gary's got a very important role for us.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
WTMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Orioles getting set for the middle game of this three-game series, and we're chatting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It's brought to you by Concordia University. Your assessment of D.L. Hall through two starts. I felt like he really got bit by some bad luck his last time out. A lot of soft contact that just found its way through.
He really did. That's as unlucky of a game as I've seen a starter have in a while. He threw the ball well. He competed well. I think you can check those boxes that he's coming into his own. But there's always the ups and downs of going from a reliever to a starter, the way your arm feels, your concerns about, you know, preparing all week and not towing that rubber, your anxiousness, that type of thing. So we're just hoping he keeps maturing and gives us another of the kind of starts he's had the first two.
Murph, we appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in, to navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. Because that's who we are.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, and quite another navigating the world of negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. Guidance from an agent who's a Realtor can make all the difference, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Brewers and Orioles, Milwaukee looking for a fourth straight win and trying to clinch a winning road trip here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards this afternoon. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards. The keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. D.L. Hall, as Pat Murphy just talked about with Lane, he gets his third start, and he needs to just continue to get more comfortable in that starter's role. That's the key to the game, for whatever it's worth. Injury report presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Christian Yelich is going to be reevaluated either tomorrow or Monday. He's not going to play in either of the remaining two games here in Baltimore with that back that tightened up on him last night. And so, as Murph said, such an important part of the lineup, he is out for the Crew today and tomorrow at least. We're going to get the Orioles' vantage point from their terrific television broadcaster, Kevin Brown. He joins me next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah. We're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Continuing in the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Game 2 in Baltimore is coming up. The Brewers and the Orioles, the television voice of the O's joins us, the one and only Kevin Brown. It's good to see you, buddy. How are you?
There are a lot of other Kevin Browns, actually. I'm not the one and only. There was a Kevin Brown who pitched for this team, for goodness sake. So I'm honored, even if I can't agree with you.
The one and only television voice of the Orioles. Kevin Brown, I'm fascinated by this Orioles franchise at the moment, not just for what they've done in the last, I don't know, 2 years, but really what they've done in the last 5 or 6 years. The whole culmination coming into a 100-win season last year. What's the vibe like these days?
It is extraordinarily positive. The city's been buzzing, really, for the last year. I mean, buzzing through the winter, too, because of the Ravens who play next door and made the AFC Championship. It's a great sports town. It's emerged in a beautiful way. I got the job in 2019, and people told me, yes, you see a lot of Ravens flags, but just wait until the Orioles are good, and it will feel like orange is the official color of the city. And it feels like that now. I mean, people everywhere are wearing all kinds of jerseys and hats and coats, and there are Orioles flags outside. It's a pretty immaculate vibe right now. And Mike Elias in this front office took over in 2019, and they didn't put a timeline on this, which was smart. They were honest that it would take a while and it would be a real rebuild, but they believe they would see this through to contention and to sustainability and not just spend a bunch of money on some short-term free agents, that they wanted this to be a sustainable franchise with a pipeline of talent. And when you look at the team now, you see it. And when you look at the numbers of the players in AAA, you see that there's an amazing next wave even beyond this wave. So, yeah, it's a really, really special time to be here this year. It was special last year, and I think it's set up to be special for many years.
Part of that are the high draft picks. You've gone from Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, who's a reigning rookie of the year, and now Jackson Holliday is here. The results of his first three games notwithstanding, the hype is off the charts just about. Can you compare those three that I talked about? You've seen all of them come up to the big leagues.
Sure. It's a lot different now. Adley was second week of May 2022. I believe the Orioles were 16-24 when he was called up, and they finished the season with a winning record. So he had an instant impact, but he came up to a team that was interesting, but not yet good and not yet fully formed. I mean, you're coming off a 100-loss season in 21, and the team was 8-under to start the year. So he came up with some franchise savior-type expectations. He's the chosen one. He's the prince that was promised. He's the first pick in the draft the first year that this new front office had a draft. And you're a catcher, so you're involved in every pitch. So the expectations on him were pretty enormous. He struggled for a couple of weeks, but then settled into the star he is now. Gunnar Henderson comes up at the end of the year. It's a boost to a team that's unexpectedly in a wild card race. And then Jackson Holliday now just has to be a guy. He's over 11 to start. I mean, he hasn't figured it out yet. Three games in, he's 20 years old, but he's hit ninth and eighth. So he just has to fit into an extraordinarily talented team. I think his second game in the big leagues, the Orioles had six first rounders that they had drafted in the last 9 years on the field. Yeah, he was the number one pick, but he's just another one of those guys. So it's a big deal, but when Adley came here, it was like, this is the real turning of the page for the franchise. And now it's, hey, here's a really exciting young player who's going to be a star, but he's in a lineup filled with guys that are going to be stars. So the weight of the world, I don't think, is quite on his shoulders.
Orioles TV voice Kevin Brown, our guest on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards. We only have a few seconds left, but I'm curious. The expectations for this year, or at least if this does not happen, this would be a failure. What is it for this team after they lost the divisional series?
That's a good question. I still think the team is young enough that a postseason berth is a win. A division title would be great. It's going to be even harder to win it this year without Felix Bautista, who won the Orioles so many games in the ninth and tenth inning last year. But obviously they have Corbin Burns, as you all well know, and a trade that looks like it's going to be a really good trade for both sides. So I think the expectations are get back to the playoffs. I don't think it's a failure if you get back to the playoffs and don't win it again. I think the window's open for a long time. The sport's weird, but at least be a little more competitive. Last year they got swept by Texas. It's the only time they got swept all year. So get back to the postseason. Winning a series would be great. I don't think this is a World Series or bust year right now. But, hey, I mean, with Corbin Burns, hopefully Kyle Bradish comes back. You add a couple of relievers at the deadline. Things could look a lot different in July.
Great stuff. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Josh.
Kevin Brown. We're coming back with today's lineups here from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Game 2, the crew and the O's on the Brewers Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Podcast.
Sunny Saturday afternoon at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. We're ready for game two in just a few minutes between the Brewers and the Orioles, and this is the On Deck Show built by Menards. Let's get you this afternoon's starting lineups. They're presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Serving Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Brewers looking for four straight wins. This offense has been on fire here this week. And Oliver Dunn is back in today. Didn't play the last couple. He'll bat lead off and play third. Red hot William Contreras, the owner now of an eight-game hitting streak, batting second again and catching. Sal Frelick with Christian Yelich out of the lineup. He takes Yelich's number three spot on the lineup card. Frelick's in left. Willie Adames, great night here in the series opener, cleans up, and he is the shortstop. A start at first base for Jake Bowers here today. Bowers is hitting fifth, and Rhys Hoskins will be the designated hitter. He bats sixth. Bryce Tarang got the night off here Friday. He is back in as the second baseman per usual. Tarang batting seventh. Jackson Churio then is down to the number eight spot. Churio playing right field. And Blake Perkins gets another start. He's been swinging the bat wonderfully well. He's batting ninth, and playing center is Perkins. All to face the right-hander Dean Kramer. Meanwhile, D.L. Hall back into Baltimore to face his former club. And here is the lineup that he'll have to deal with, put out by manager Brandon Hyde. It's Gunnar Henderson, the reigning rookie of the year in the American League. Again in the leadoff spot, he's the shortstop. Adley Rutschman with his first appearance of the series. He'll bat second and be the DH. Ryan Mountcastle also was not in there last night. Mountcastle, the first baseman, bats third. Anthony Santander in the cleanup spot playing right field. Third baseman Jordan Westberg is hitting fifth. Austin Hayes in left field will bat sixth. Red hot Colton Cowser is the center fielder. The rookie is hitting seventh. James McCann doing the catching again. He was involved, of course, with Willie Adames in the middle innings last night. McCann batting eighth. And Jorge Mateo, the second baseman, rounding out the lineup for the O's against D.L. Hall. Those are your starting nines. When we come back, Lane Grindle returns with more of the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Don't wait until you lose power during storms and blackouts. Keep your home running smoothly with a Generac Home Standby Generator from Menards. It automatically senses power loss, and within seconds, your home and critical appliances are powered. These generators are durable and designed to withstand any weather conditions. Save big on Generac generators at Menards. And don't forget to check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Before we continue from Oriole Park at Camden Yards, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.